The Duck's Adventure, written by Sue Berendt, illustrated by Hannah Hutchings, translated by Emmanuel Guérinet, accompanying audiobook narrated by Stéphane Cornicard. It was winter in London. In Regent's Park, in the heart of the city, a duck named Drake looked up at the grey sky. He saw a flock of geese flying overhead.
"Where are you going?"
called Drake.
"We're going south for the winter,"
replied the geese.
"Je vais vers le sud too,"
replied Drake. So Drake went home and packed his suitcase.
"Are you mad? You can't go vers le sud,"
said the other ducks.
"You just watch me,"
replied Drake, walking over to the canal.
"Where are you going?"
he called to the captain of a passing boat.
"Je vais à Folkestone," the captain replied.
"Is that vers le sud?"
Drake asked.
"It's southeast," said le capitaine. "Come aboard."
Le sud-est sounded just fine to Drake. He went on board, and le bateau sailed down the canal, into the river, and out to sea.
"This is Folkestone,"
said le capitaine finally, dropping Drake off on the beach.
"You can travel vers le sud from here. Have a good journey, Drake."
Drake got out of le bateau and went into the town. He walked until he came to a busy road. Drake watched as a long line of cars drove onto a train that went into a tunnel. A little girl wound down the window of une voiture in the queue.
"Do you need a ride?"
asked the little girl.
"Où allez-vous?"
asked Drake.
"Nous allons en France,"
said the little girl.
"La France?
C'est vers le sud?"
Drake asked.
"C'est vers le sud-est,"
replied the little girl.
"Get in."
Drake got in la voiture, and off they drove, along the road, through the Channel Tunnel, and all the way to France. When they arrived, la voiture pulled over on a busy road.
"This is the train station,"
said the little girl.
"You can take a train vers le sud from here. Bon voyage, Drake."
Drake got out of la voiture, went into la gare ferroviaire, and walked over to the ticket office.
"I'd like a ticket pour le sud, s'il vous plaît,"
said Drake to the ticket seller behind the counter. "Italy is vers le sud-est," said the ticket seller. "You could buy a billet to Venice." So Drake bought a billet de train and boarded le train for Venice in Italy. When Drake arrived, he got off le train and walked outside la gare. He couldn't believe his eyes. Venice didn't have roads full of voitures. Instead, it had canals full of beautiful bateaux.
"Où allez-vous?"
Drake called out to a man paddling by in a gondola.
"Wherever you want me to take you,"
said the man.
"Je vais vers le sud,"
said Drake.
"I can't take you very far vers le sud in my gondola," said l'homme. "Why don't I take you to the bus station? It is west of here, but from there you can take un bus vers le sud. Come aboard."
Drake went aboard the gondola, and l'homme pushed them off vers l'ouest, to the gare routière.
"Here we are,"
said l'homme, paddling up to a jetty.
"You can take un bus vers le sud from here. Bon voyage, Drake."
Drake got out of the gondola and went into la gare routière.
"I'd like to go vers le sud, s'il vous plaît,"
he said to a bus driver who was helping people aboard un bus. Le chauffeur de bus smiled and pointed at le bus. Drake climbed aboard le bus. He was tired after his travels, and he immediately fell fast asleep. He didn't see the road weaving through the snowy mountains in Austria. He didn't see the green countryside of the Czech Republic. He didn't see the icy lakes of Poland. He didn't see the red brick castles of Lithuania. If Drake had seen those things, he might have guessed Le Bus was not heading vers le sud at all. Le Bus finally reached its destination, and le chauffeur de bus shook Drake awake. Drake rubbed his eyes and looked out of the bus window. A sleigh driver sat patiently outside, the bells on his horse's reins jingling quietly in the falling snow.
"Is this Le Sud?"
asked Drake.
"This is the North," said le chauffeur de bus, smiling. "Russia."
"Le Nord," said Blake.
But I've gone the wrong way."
He paid le chauffeur de bus for his billet and shuffled sadly out into the snow.
"The other ducks were right. I was mad to ever think that I could go vers le sud,"
said Drake, trying not to cry.
"What am I going to do now?"
"You look lost, my friend."
Drake looked up to see the sleigh driver calling out to him.
"My house is al west of here. Come with me. My family would love to meet an explorer like you. Tomorrow I'll take you to the airport, and you can take an avion back home."
So, as the sun set, Drake got into le traîneau and snuggled down into the warm blankets. He spent the night at the sleigh driver's home and told the man's family about his trip on un bateau through the canal, along the river and down the coast of England, then his ride in une voiture through the Channel Tunnel to France. He told the man's family about his journey on le train through France and Switzerland to Italy, and his exciting gondola ride in Venice. Finally, he told them about his trip on un bus through Austria, the Czech Republic, Poland, and Lithuania, and his ride on le traîneau en Russie. The next morning, Drake and le conducteur du traîneau set off again to the airport.
"This is l'aéroport," said le conducteur du traîneau.
"You can take an avion back home from here.
Bon voyage, Drake."
Drake bought un billet and climbed aboard l'avion. He waved to le conducteur de traîneau as l'avion flew up into the clouds, carrying him back home to London. As soon as Drake saw his friends in Regent's Park, he started telling them about his adventures. At first, the other ducks didn't believe him.
"No, it can't be true," they said.
"It is," said Drake. "I went vers le sud to Folkestone in un bateau."
"And then where did you go?"
the ducks asked.
"Je suis allé vers le sud-est en voiture et je suis arrivé en France," said Drake.
And then, où es-tu allé?"
asked the ducks.
"Je suis allé vers le sud-est en train et je suis arrivé en Italie," said Drake.
"And there I was paddled in a gondola."
And then, où es-tu allé?"
asked the ducks.
"Je suis allé vers le nord en bus et je suis arrivé en Russie," said Drake.
"Once there, I rode vers l'ouest dans un traîneau to my new friend's home. Le nord is beautiful."
"Wow!"
said les canards excitedly.
"Next year we should all go vers le nord together."
So the next year, Drake led his friends on a journey vers le nord to meet le conducteur du traîneau and his family. When they arrived, le conducteur du traîneau had hung out a special sign for a duck explorer who traveled dans un bateau, dans une voiture, dans un train, dans une gondole, dans un bus, dans un avion et dans un traîneau. Glossary. Aéroport. Airport. Avion. Aeroplane. Bateau. Boat. Billet. Ticket. Bon voyage. Have a nice trip. Bus. Bus. Canard. Duck. Capitaine. Captain. Chauffeur de bus. Bus driver. Conducteur du traîneau. Sleigh driver. Est. C'est. Is. Et. And. France. France. Gare ferroviaire. Train station. Gare routière. Bus station. Gondole. Gondola. Homme. Man. Italie. Italy. Je vais. I'm going. Je suis allé. I went. Je suis arrivé. I arrived. Nord. North. Nous allons. We went. West. West. Où? Where? Russie. Russia. S'il vous plaît. Please. Sud. South. Sud-est. Southeast. Traîneau. Sleigh. Train. Train. Vers. Towards. To. Voiture. Car. When you get your story box through the post and are completing the activity book, come back here with your duck voice and speak some more français. Exercise. Buy a ticket. Listen carefully and see if you can fill in the blanks. All the French words you need are at the bottom of the page. Bonjour.
Bonjour.
Je veux acheter un billet de train, s'il vous plaît.
Où allez-vous?
Je vais à Paris, en France.
Très bien. Voici un billet pour Paris. Voici un billet pour Paris.
Merci. Au revoir.
Au revoir.
Have you written all the words? Now we're going to practice buying a ticket. I will be the ticket seller. You start.
Bonjour. Bonjour.
Où allez-vous? Très bien. Voici un billet pour Paris. Au revoir.